It's time to stop the property search and crack the deal. I'm Luke Moroney.
And I'm Mark Navin, and we're the team from Search Party Property.
We see a lot of people get education, attend seminars, and never buy an investment property. We would like to help you on how to invest in property like the pros and stop the search and crack the deal.
The podcast is for information purposes only. Make sure you seek your own independent advice from your solicitor, accountant, or financial planner.
This is the seventh podcast in a 10-part series on how to invest in property like the pros. The seventh step in the series is, and when buying a property, is to review your potential property purchase. So how do you do this? We would like to look at three key points to consider. So firstly, Mark, our first point is, does the property meet your criteria? So we've gone through the planning stage. We've gone through assessing our goals and circumstances. And it's about making sure that the property that we're looking at, that we're searching for ourselves or our team members are looking at for us, meets our actual criteria.
Yep, for sure. There's no use buying a property if it's not, even if it is a good deal, if it's not actually going to suit what your needs are, where your goals are, and helping you get to those goals.
I guess can you think of a circumstance that will come up in terms of looking at a person's criteria and not seeing that particular property that more matches up with what they're looking for?
Yeah. So look, it could be a situation that what they're actually chasing to begin with, maybe as a first purchase, is they've got quite a good income stream already. And so it's not so much a cash flow deal that they're chasing, but it's more some of that equity. So instant equity, whether they're buying under market value or whether it's something they can add value to, or some sort of chunk of equity to help them move to the next property, because the cash flow is not necessarily a problem for them. They need those chunks of cash.
I guess another situation is people like the idea of, to say, $1 million property, and they can see that property has an instant equity of 100 or 150,000, but their actual loan criteria or the cash that they have available doesn't quite match with that particular level of value or price in a property. So really not trying to overstretch yourself as well, and thinking about, okay, it looks like a really good deal, but it's really pushing me to make the repayments each month for the loan, and and it's going to be so close to the line, I don't have enough buffers in place to actually to make that purchase as well. So that's a couple of things, and looking at the criteria that you set for yourself before making or assessing that purchase that you're looking at. So the second point is, have your questions ready for your team regarding the suburb, the street, and the property.
Yeah, and relying on your team for those answers. We spoke about having your team and building your team before, plenty of times, in fact. But yeah, having those questions, and your team should certainly be able to help you with that. In terms of buyer's agency, that's what you've got a buyer's agent for, is to know the areas that they're buying in, know the streets, know if it's a housing comm street, or if it's a bit of a rougher street, or whether it's one of the better streets and better pockets of that particular suburb, and what sort of new things might be happening around the area, whether it's that suburb or the neighboring suburb, if there's some sort of new infrastructure or new shopping center or upgrade to something coming in, because those things are all going to factor into your decision on whether that's the right property for you or not.
I guess the questions are really important at this time. You really want to flush out as an individual and make sure that you're getting all those questions answered up front before making or before signing a contract. And that's all the due diligence that you want to do to make sure you're absolutely sure that this is the right thing for you. And look, you're never going to be absolutely sure that it's all going to work out in the end. But if you can put yourself in the right circumstances by asking all these questions up front of your team members, so that you are, you know what you're getting yourself into, and you're eliminating as much risk as possible.
Absolutely.
So the third point in this particular podcast is to prepare yourself mentally and physically. Now, I say this in terms of it being a really busy time for the next couple of weeks after you sign contracts. So being mentally prepared, I would suggest that it is going to be fairly busy. So, it might be a case of, saying to yourself or providing that space around for you during this time so that you know that it is actually going to be quite hectic. There's, paperwork to sign. There is, conversation to be had, and also in the physical sense of actually having or preparing that time so that you're maybe not doing too much in your workspace or career during this particular time, or you have your freed up a little bit of social time and so forth to be able to take those phone calls, to be able to send those emails, scan those documents, or go out to sign some paperwork in certain locations. So I think that's really critical that you prepare yourself for this.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more there, Luke. It's absolutely imperative that you sort of understand that when you, even before you actually get to the point of signing the contract, but of being able to make those decisions quickly, being able to sign contracts quickly and have them back, because that can be the difference between getting the deal and securing it and missing out and it selling to somebody else. And then when you said before, there's plenty of paperwork. Well, yeah, there's lots. So you're going to be working with your broker as well, and you're going to be chasing them and wanting updates from them about how the finance is traveling. You're going to be talking to the building and pest guys and reviewing the building and pest report with your team. You're going to be talking to solicitors. There's quite a bit involved, and like you said, you just need to be aware of that, and you need to make yourself available and do what it takes so you can secure that property or crack that
preparation
deal. Yeah,
crack the deal. Exactly. So just to recap those points is, does that property meet your criteria? What are the questions for your team? And prepare yourself for that purchase. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of information on the process of getting started in property investing in order so you can stop the search and crack the deal. So I'm going to hand it over to Mark now to discuss the property of the week.
Deal of the week. This week, deal of the week is a property that I actually found out about yesterday. It's a deal where it's about 25K under market value. The owners are really wanting to get out of this property. It's brick and tile home. It is, I won't say renovated, but it's in excellent condition. And they've done the painting and the flooring. So it's, I guess, partially renovated, but the kitchens and bathrooms are original. So they're probably about 20 years old or something like that. Excellent condition. Pick it up for $300. Probably rent for around $320 a week in terms of market rent, and a bit of instant equity on the way in.
Fantastic, Mark. It looks like a nice, easy one for someone maybe just getting started out in property investing, or not overly familiar with the Brisbane market. So a nice, easy one to get started with, would you say?
Yeah. So I mean, not all property deals are, have to be really complex and have, something really unique and different and be able to split the block and stuff like that. Quite often for certain people, and it's not for everyone, just that, the term that's going around at the moment is a good foundation property, where it's just a good solid buy. You're buying well on the way in. You've got good cash flow. It's the home itself doesn't need anything doing to it. So you're not going to necessarily renovate and add value to it straight away because you're already picking up the value on the way in. I mean, down the track, you know, certainly could replace the kitchen and the bathrooms, but it wouldn't be something that you'd do now. It'd be something that you do when the maybe in a rising market when you're looking for that little bit of extra equity, or when it comes and you're looking to revalue the property, or when you're looking to maybe resell the property if you get to that point and you want to resell it.
Yeah, it could be, you know, something for a time poor individual. And an easy way to, you know, get instant equity, like you said, get something that's really good in terms of the upkeep right now. So there may not be too much in terms of repairs and maintenance, where you're going to have an influx of calls and emails about the property in the next year, two or three, and moving forward with that. So it might be a nice easy one for people to get started with, or someone who's a little bit time poor and looking for that instant equity, like you said, Mark.
Yeah, and look, I mean, it could be something for someone potentially. I mean, they would have to check with their accountant or financial advisor, but it may be something, and it looks like similar properties I've bought and the people have put in their SMSF or self-managed super fund. It could potentially be suitable for that, but of course, check with your accountant or financial advisor.
So that's a great deal that you've come up with, Mark, and thanks for sharing that with the viewers. And hopefully, if you like this property, or you know something similar to that, or if you're looking for an investment property, definitely get in touch with us. My number is 0400332377, and you can find us on various social media channels as well, on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and other means as well. So that's the wrap up for today. Hopefully you've enjoyed our podcast. Love for any feedback that you have, and I look forward to bringing you future information about property investing and deals of the week as well. Thank you, Mark, and thank you, viewers.
Thanks. Catch you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.